With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump very unhappy with the DNC's focus on Project 2025. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In her acceptance speech, Kamala Harris joined other convention speakers in denouncing the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 document.
And its sum total is to pull our country back to the past.
Even though it was written by former Trump staffers and allies, the former president said it was disgraceful for Democrats to link him to Project 2025. He told Fox and Friends he has nothing to do with it. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve prepared now to start cutting the key interest rate from its current 23-year high, but he has not indicated when the cuts might begin. Also, at SRNnews.com, following months of anticipation, planning, and vows of mass protest in Chicago that called to mind the 1968 Democratic National Convention, demonstrators who challenged the Democrats over the conflict in Gaza remained largely in the background. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling.
Thousands of protesters who came here and engaged in First Amendment activity, and some came for other reasons to engage in violence, vandalism. 74 arrests. No major injuries to the officers. Just shows what a great job these officers did and how the training applied to that.
A workers' union and Canada's two major freight railroads wrapping up a marathon arbitration hearing with the Canada Industrial Relations Board. No decision, though, on whether the board would order one of the railroads back to work following a devastating stoppage. This is SRN News. United Kingdom considers a blasphemy law.
Do not adjust your radio. You heard that right. The new Labour government says it will introduce a law that will make it a crime to say anything that can be considered Islamophobic. This action follows protests against illegal immigration in the UK. Most of the illegals are Muslims. A swelling chorus of voices, right, left, and center, is being raised against the introduction of a law that would function not much differently than blasphemy laws in Muslim nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa abortion providers opting to dismiss their suit against the state since the Iowa Supreme Court allowed a new pro-life law to be enforced. Suit's dismissal comes weeks after the law took effect, prohibiting most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. State High Court's ruling in June reiterated there is no constitutional right to an abortion in Iowa. This is SRN News. A federal judge has temporarily blocked exploratory drilling for a lithium project in Arizona.
Native American leaders say drilling will harm land they've used for religious and cultural ceremonies for centuries. Lawyers for Earth Justice and the Colorado-based Western Mining Action Project won the restraining order on behalf of the Hualapa tribe. The tribe accuses federal land managers of illegally approving the drilling planned by an Australian mining company halfway between Phoenix and Las Vegas.
The jersey worn by Babe Ruth during his famous called shot home run in 1932 could sell at auction later tonight for as much as $30 million. Heritage Auctions offering up the jersey Saturday night in Dallas. It's been nearly a century since Ruth's debated called shot came as the Yankees and Chicago Cubs squared off in Game 3 of the series. More details, SRNnews.com.